I'm joined on phone, and I'm delighted to be joined on phone by Kathleen Hurley Mullins, who we all know as Kathleen Hurley. And as you may well know, as you almost certainly do know, Kathleen is the Cork leader on the Operation Transformation, and she is a brilliant, brilliant advocate for Cork, and she really is doing us all proud. Now, Kathleen, the one question I want to start with today is, a 68-year-old man with very dry skin, I'm asking this for a friend, what would he do?
I like the way you intro there to asking for a friend.
Yeah.
I suppose the best thing with very dry skin is the one thing that strikes me now is hydration levels. And unless the skin is moist from the inside to come out, you can't make it moist on the outside to go in. So I suppose, first of all, you're, like they said to me, even drinking enough fluids is the big question, you know. Are we drinking enough fluids? From a beauty therapist point of view, though, I would have to say that all men should be using moisturiser as well as women. Because
okay.
You're to the elements the same way as any woman would be.
Okay, well, look, thanks a million for that. Now, I let my friend know all that when I meet him,
yes.
If that's okay with you. But look, we're here for a more serious thing, Kathleen. And as I say, I've been watching the show. I've been sort of fascinated by the show. I know why you went into this. You really eloquently and very emotionally sort of discussed this on the television about Susan's death. And could you sort of go over that again for us if it's not too painful for you to do so?
Oh, no problem at all, no problem at all. I suppose the fact that my sister on the 17th of December 2020 was rushed to hospital. The prognosis, unfortunately, was very poor. She had undiagnosed and undetected, and this would be quite common. This isn't the fault of anyone. Ovarian cancer that had actually spread all over her body. As a result of this, Susan became terminally ill and unfortunately died within 10 days of diagnosis. I suppose the heartbreak of it is when you see somebody that you love so much, it feels as if your heart is being ripped out watching them dying. You know you can't save them, but do you want to tell them they're dying either, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of put myself and my family into, I suppose, a turmoil of emotions and terrible distress at the time. And then as a result of Susan's death, myself and my sisters all had to have our ovaries checked. And thank God my sisters were clear, but there was a large dermoid cyst found on my left ovary. And I suppose my story then kind of went from there. I ended up having the dermoid cyst and both ovaries removed, and basically to give myself a life, you know, and to have more comfort in my own body. But with that, then it put me into a surgical menopause. And I suppose last summer was kind of the time I decided that to make changes. I had found myself in a position where I wasn't able to do the work to the extent in the salon that I'd always done. Some of my treatments I actually had to stop doing. The pressure on my body had become too much. I had these terrible sweats at night. I had hot flushes during the day. I said, it's a strange thing. How could you sweat so much and not lose weight? But instead, I started to rapidly gain weight. And in September, as I had done, I'd have to say a few times, I looked at Operation Transformation, knew the applications were coming out. And I said, look, this time I said, I think I'll go for it. And the big change this year in me was I did hit the button submit. And that's what made all the change to me, I think. So that's where my story began.
Yeah, and I can well imagine now, your husband seems to be extremely supportive, and I can sort of well understand that. Tony seems to be really supportive and that sort of stuff. But I'd love to have sat in the kitchen on the day when you told Heather and Anthony that you were going on television. Now, we know what it's like to sit in your kitchen because we've seen it every week. I'd love to know, sitting around that table, what sort of response did you get from them?
Well, I suppose when I was putting in the application form, I didn't have a full-length, up-to-date photograph of myself. And even though I was trying to take selfies at every angle, because I'm not too good with the phone and things, I didn't quite master it. And I said to Anthony, you know, will you take a full-length picture of me there? And he said to me, what are you up to? And I said, no, nothing, Anthony, nothing. You know, he said, what are you up to? And I said, look, okay, I said, I'm putting in an application for Operation Transformation. And he just looked at me. He said, do you know, he said, I could actually see you walking down that catwalk. God, he said, I really could, you know. And then when he said that to me, I kind of thought, well, I could too, you know, and I know there are an awful lot of applications going every year. But it just kind of gave me that little perk up. And then through the different stages of the application, you're called for the assessment if you're in the final 20. And I was called for that. And I remember then being at home and saying to them, yes, sitting down, and actually I said to them, I'm after getting it. And they were jumping for joy, couldn't believe it, thought, oh my God, what will people think? What will people think of our lives being opened up so much? And I suppose at first they were kind of wondering, was it a good or a bad thing? And then they came to the conclusion, well, if it helps anybody out there, then it's a good thing. And that's the way I've always viewed it.
Yeah, because it is quite intrusive, you know. You can hardly have an argument, they'll put it on the television. Do you know what I mean? Or,
but we don't argue at all, Ronaldo.
I know, no. You're a typical Irish family. Nobody ever argues, you know. But it's funny. It is tough. And it must be, you know, it seems to be very intrusive. It really does seem to be right in your lives for the sort of 8 weeks it goes on, you know.
Yeah. Well, it shows your life the way it is. And it shows everything the way it happens to you. And what I'm going through at the moment, an awful lot of women are going through, whether it be the symptoms of the surgical menopause, even a natural menopause, and the stress, the fact too that I've brought forward my issues with stress incontinence. And even though my complaint is quite mild compared to an awful lot of women, I would have it when I decided I was going to start doing exercises and taking on everything, all these big challenges, I did find that it was a bit of a problem if I went to run and I would have pressure on my bladder. But there are an awful lot of women out there who have that pressure every single day. And I suppose it's to highlight those issues, because when you're having children, and I know this is a strange thing now to be saying to a gentleman like yourself, but when women go out and have children, the aftercare, especially women of my age maybe and older, and even younger I would say, wasn't really there for us after having babies. We were kind of told, oh yeah, make sure now you do your pelvic floor exercises. But to say that to somebody leaving a hospital with an infant and maybe one or two already at home isn't really a viable thing to do, you know. It's not going to happen in most cases anyway, and it certainly didn't happen in mine. And then they suffer that, the consequences of that maybe 10 years, 15 years later. And it's to sort out those issues as well for women and to highlight those problems for women that I'm kind of there.
Yeah, and I think you've done it really, really well. And in fact, we are hoping on this show to do, at some stage to do, we're looking at doing something on the menopause. And so I might have you back yet, you wouldn't know. But we are hoping to get somebody in who's sort of good on the menopause and sort of do maybe one or two or three sort of programs on it at some stage. But now, you had COVID, Kathleen. How are you after that?
Perfect. We actually had none of the COVID symptoms. I was, I suppose, doubly vaccinated, boosted. And after that, then I tested positive. And that's the only way I knew I had COVID, strangely enough. And Tony was the same. But I do definitely think the fact that we had both been vaccinated, double vaccinated and boosted made an awful difference. It didn't stop us from getting it, but we'd none of the symptoms of it. So the biggest problem I had was boredom and the isolation of it and the feeling as if I nearly had leprosy. I was so isolated, you know. And once I got over that, then I was grand again, ready for road, and off I went.
Yeah, and so that's great. It's great that it's over. The one of the things that sort of struck me when I was looking at the show over the last few weeks, one of the things that sort of really sort of struck a sort of a home to me was the chocolate bit, because certainly recently I was in one of the German stores and they had Toblerone on offer, the big ones, the really big ones, and I bought it. Now, I don't know if actually it was on offer, but I got it anyway. I just presumed it was offer. And I hid it at home in the bureau, but of course my wife found it recently and had a few words with me. But was the chocolate a big problem?
Huge problem. I would safely say I've had a chocolate addiction, I'd say, since I was about 3 or 4. And I suppose it's always, like, my parents were very much, when we were growing up, they would have encouraged very healthy eating, and my mother was very fanatical about it. And I suppose, like she said, I was like a little mouse. I'd creep out into the kitchen and she'd hear the papers rattling, you know, and she'd come out and she'd know I would have found chocolate again, you know. I've always had a chocolate addiction. I would consider it as bad as drink or cigarettes in my case. And I tried to go cold turkey a few times from it, and found that still I'd have that those cravings. But it's a strange thing. When I've changed the diet on Operation Transformation and the diet that I'm having now, when I went to eat chocolate, the flavour wasn't from it the same way as I thought it was. The enjoyment wasn't there. And if anything, I actually found that it made me feel a little bit down in myself. And I thought, gosh, I felt that way before. And then I associated it now with the chocolate, the instant high and then the terrible low.
Yeah, yeah. And then what about, I know it was a throwaway, Mark, the 5 bottles of vodka?
Oh, the 5 bottles of vodka. Well, we all like to have a little tipple every now and again, you know. But I suppose the fact that I was off the drink completely kind of put the cravings in, doesn't it? I actually don't drink vodka at all. I'm a gin woman myself. But I think that drinking in moderation has great benefits, really. It's very health-giving in my opinion. I suppose the downside is into all alcohol is it can loosen the tongue a little bit, but sure, what harm? That's not a bad thing either. It's just that you have to enjoy everything, and I do enjoy everything, whether it be food or drink or anything. I enjoy what I eat now, and I enjoy if I have a drink now.
And come here, as part of Operation Transformation, so do you have to give up all alcohol?
Well, they don't say that you have to give up anything. So that's the big bonus of it. But I suppose, realistically, if you want to try and lose a bit of weight, if you continue on drinking, you won't have the benefits and you won't have the energy. If you drink, we'll say, if you take 2 or 3 drinks in a week, you won't have the same energy as if you gave it up for a while, you know. So for me, it was very beneficial to kind of give it up. Now I'm a very kind of occasional drinker. But, I must admit now, I kind of just went cold turkey from it for a while. And now I'm having a drink again and I'm enjoying it.
And the other thing I was wondering when I was watching was your enthusiasm at getting up on a horse after 10 years. You looked about as enthusiastic as I was when I got up on my motorbike after my crash. Yes. Were you as enthusiastic? Was it a producer decided it'd be a good idea to have Kathleen up on a horse again?
No, I'll tell you, about 10 years ago, I'd had a very nasty fall, and a right nasty fall, and I'd actually damaged my hand kind of long-term from it. And after that, I kind of lost, I suppose, my mojo for hopping up on horses, something I must admit, we all at home rode horses all our lives, you know, and the youngest three of us. And we keep a lot of horses, I suppose, at home, and my kids have ridden, my son would have ridden an awful lot, and I, you know, they're part of my life every day. And then the fact that I had lost that part of my life, I found that very hard. So when I got the opportunity to kind of lose weight, I said, because I don't believe in, if you're very heavy, you shouldn't be really on a horse unless you're extremely fit. Because you know yourself, the injuries you can get if you fall. So when I started to feel more energy in my body and feel healthier, I decided I'd hop up again. But I was very nervous. I would suffer from vertigo as well. So that's kind of a contributing factor in my kind of, you know, my vibe. But I'm going to hop up again now soon. And I'm hoping to go back out horse riding with my sisters again, because it is something I always loved and it is something that I do miss.
Yeah, and isn't it funny though how once you've had a bad crash like me with the motorbike, I got rid of my motorbike a few years ago, it does take the good out of it for you, doesn't it, for a while anyway, for a long time afterwards.
And you can see the danger, you know, and when you're hopping up on the back of a live animal and you know it's got a brain as well as your brain, you know.
Yeah.
That can kind of have a knock-on effect, but I'm going to head out now to my sister's place again and hopefully hop up again soon.
That would be absolutely brilliant. Now, we're getting near the end of the interview, Kathleen, but I want to know, how are your mum and dad?
My mum and dad are fabulous. Like, they had such, I suppose, a frightening experience and a traumatic experience with Susan's death. But then Daddy said, like, at Christmas time, he said, I'm really looking forward now, he said, to January. And he said, I never thought I would. And having Operation Transformation in our lives, it kind of changed my life, but it also changed their lives. It gave them the interest. It got them through the really dark days, I think. And they're very good. Like, Mammy Mammy finds the whole thing hilarious, I'd say, and I'm doing it, and she'd be saying, oh, don't be saying that on the telly, and don't be saying this. But now she doesn't mind. She says, say anything, you know. It doesn't matter. And they're loving it. So Daddy does his mile a day. He's big into his exercise. So they're enjoying the show, and they're in great form, thank God.
That's brilliant. And your sisters, Anna and Mary?
Yeah, my sisters, Anna, Noreen and Mary, are all very happy with the show. It's given us all a fierce lift, I'd have to say. Like, we're quiet people, but we're people who were always fun-loving and, I suppose, always had great activity in our lives. And I suppose with COVID, the lockdown, everything that's happened to everybody, that's taken away everyone's freedom. And I think we want to get out of it now, and I think so does everybody else, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's gone on long enough, as they say. 2 years is just
long enough now.
Yeah. And not alone has it given you a lift, but it's given all of y'all and all of East Cork a lift. It's been absolutely brilliant, and it's been fabulous talking to you. I really enjoyed it.
I'd hope so, because I'm a true y'all woman. I was actually born on the main street in y'all.
Oh, I didn't know there was definitions of being true and not being true here now, Kathleen. Come on. I'm a blow-in. I came 30 years ago, you know, and I'll be a blow-in all my life. So, but yeah, you're a true, right? We'll take that. You're a true y'all woman.
I am actually, yeah. I'm born within the town walls of y'all, yeah.
And is that what makes it true, is it? The town walls within.
I always say that anyway.
Look, thanks a million for talking to us. It was absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed it. I might be talking to you again, hopefully.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thanks a million, Kathleen.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Bye.